listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Gotta be honest, guys, I'm really excited. I had a great day today looking through boxes of records and I found some pretty exciting tunes that I'm going to play for you this week and next week. Of course, I always put the show together in advance, so I had a show already, but I had to move things around to make room for some of these great records that I found today. Of course, they were filthy and in boxes full of bits of metal and gravel, and it's just crazy. There's this one store, it's almost the only place I can find stuff now in Winnipeg, and it has boxes and boxes of records, and I feel like I've been through them 1,000 times, but every once in a while I'll find a handful of great stuff, which just means that it's more for you guys to hear. Really, the only place for me to look for records is online, and sometimes I will pay more than a record is worth, and sometimes I'll pay for a record and I'll never receive it, and it's a bit of a crapshoot, and I decided to take a break from that for a little while. So that means looking on Kijiji to see if anybody's selling anything, or going through the local stores, waiting till my next trip. But today, I'm pretty happy with what I found. I think I can safely say I am satisfied.
Kiss me, I want you to kiss me. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Wow, baby. So glad you're mine. So glad you're mine. Early in the morning, anytime at night, I can feel your tender lips. I make me feel alright. Gonna love me, baby. Keep on loving me, baby. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, baby. So glad, man. So glad, man. Thank you.
I'm Satisfied started everything off there. That was Otis Rush on the Chess label. And after that, Bobby Freeman on Josie, Baby, What Would You Do? And finally, the Iquettes, Peaches and Cream on the Modern label. Some pretty great blues and R&B. I'm enjoying this groove. Let's stay on it and see where it takes us.
You know that I know that I know that I know that I know.
to think I'd live without it. And I thought I was hip enough, and I knew all about it. But suddenly I find I'm lost without the shadow of your love. When your heart lay at my feet, I took it all for granted. And I remember someone saying someday that I'd regret it. And now that day has come.
Something slow, something smooth. That's from the family known as the First Family of Soul. They are the Five Stair Steps. They're a group from Chicago made up of five of Betty and Clara Spurk's six children. They're best known for Ooh Child, great, very famous track. And on this label, they're called the Five Stair Steps and Cubby, featuring Clarence Jr. So it's actually all six of them. That's on the Buddha label. The track's called Shadow of Your Love. And right before that, I played the flip side of that Little Eva Harris record that I played last week. That track's called Mr. Everything on the Spring label, and started everything off with You Can't Fight Love, Shirley and Jesse on Wand. Shirley and Jesse are Shirley Goodman and Jesse Oopoopadoo Hill. And that track is also co-written by Mac Rebenek and arranged by Jesse Hill and Mac Rebenek. Now let's switch things up, a little bit of fuzz guitar and some garage.
We're up the sidewalk and down the street, showing our love to the world we need. Your day is coming, so shine begun. Walking by, looking just like you and I. Colored lights and beautiful people, flowers growing around the church as we go. I've a feeling we've been here before, born and raised to pass the door. Man and man, we walk down the aisle. They're starting to smile, they're starting to smile. In my eyes, we're starting to cry. It's not a dream of you and I. I've never been this happy before. Hand in hand, we walk out the door.
roses are red, my love. Every violet's a blue. Sugar is sweet, love. Yeah, baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, just like you. The sun is shining, yeah, stars are bright, yeah, everything's fine now, yeah, baby, everything's right. Oh, yeah, yeah. So stand by me, and our love will grow stronger. So stand by me, where you belong. And the roses will be red, my love. Yeah, baby, violets will be blue. Yeah, sugar will be sweet, love. Yeah, baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flip that record over, you would get a very cheesy teeny bopper bubblegum number called Cornflakes and Ice Cream. This is a Canadian band from North York called Lords of London, and they're not talking about London, Ontario. The track's called Time Waits for No One, and it's a very sophisticated, very layered, great number. But they could only get an audience of teeny boppers, so they geared their music to tweens, essentially, and had a pretty big hit with Cornflakes and Ice Cream. The flip side of that record was so overlooked. It's very surprising. That's on the Apex label. Before that, I played a band called the You Know Who Group, whose shtick was to be on stage with masks and capes, and you never knew their identity. I have this fantasy that they're all from other bands, and it's like a super group that nobody knows, and they didn't make it anywhere. They didn't have any great blowout hit. But that track on Cap, it's called Roses Are Red, My Love. I thought, you know, appropriate for Valentine's Day, just being this last week, and also because, you know, it's a great garage track, so it fits in that set. Started everything off with The Seeds, a number I've never heard before. Absolutely love it. It seems that everything I find by them, I love just as much as the song before. They're definitely so much more than Pushing Too Hard, although that is a fantastic number too. So I'm very excited. The next record I'm going to play for you is one of these finds that I had today, and it's the one I'm most happy about.
Start all over again. change my mind. I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind. As I took those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time, oh Lord, I just didn't want to go. But she didn't give me no sign, nothing that would make me change my mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Please, 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 baby, I just wanna change my mind. Oh, I played my games many times before, but peoples, let me tell y'all, oh, I never reached the door. But ooh, the wind is howl tonight. I keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, let me change my mind. I'm so sorry, baby.
Tune to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
No matter how many times I hear it, I'm still blown away by how different the production and recording sounds between 1968 and 1972. 4 years, something happened at that threshold of the 70s that just changed the way music was produced, recorded, and sounded. I mean, that set started off in 1969 with Inez and Charlie Fox. You can see why I'm so excited, and if you know anything about Northern Soul or Inez and Charlie Fox records, You Fixed My Heartache is the name of that track, and I've only ever seen their stuff on the Dynamo label, but I found this in the bottom of a box today. It cost me a dollar, and it's on the Canadian Columbia label, the orange label, and absolutely mint. I've never seen any of their records on Columbia, so I'm very, very excited about this because the flip side is also very good, and I'll play that next week. After that, I played Tyrone Davis. It's a classic, Can I Change My Mind? But this is also very interesting. That came out on the Dakar label, but in Canada, it came out on Atlantic, like the classic black and red Atlantic label. So I used to have a very beat up copy of that on Dakar, and I just found it on Atlantic in great shape too. And I finished everything off with Chairman of the Board. I came across a few things on Invictus, which is the label that Chairman of the Board is on. It was the label that Holland Dozier and Holland formed after they left Motown. And they wrote a lot of that music, but that track was actually written by General Johnson, who's the lead singer of Chairman of the Board. You probably know them from Give Me Just a Little More Time, was their big hit, but they did a lot of really great stuff, and General Johnson was quite a charismatic character, much like George Clinton or Bootsy Collins. Since we're hovering around 1970 here, I think I'm going to keep it going in this direction. We're going to do a pretty fantastic cover of a Marvelettes track. You could almost say it's a marvelous cover. Okay, I'll show myself out.
Lurks within the heart of man.
Wow, screaming, funky, epic. That was the Chambers Brothers. Let's do it together. That's on Columbia. Before that, another track on Invictus, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Three's a Crowd. That's by a band called The Eighth Day. And I started everything off with Kim Weston of Motown fame covering Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead by the Marvelettes, this time calling it Danger, Heartbreak Ahead. Also of Motown fame, not on the Motown label. That's on the People label. Last week I played a track by the Emperors. It's called Karate Boogaloo. They were pretty obsessed with karate in general. It was quite popular back in the day. It was incorporated into a lot of the Northern soul dancing. Bruce Lee was hugely popular. Everybody loved karate movies. Everybody was kung fu fighting. And the Emperors, aside from also originally recording My Baby Likes to Boogaloo, which, of course, if you've ever heard the Don Gardner version, nothing can top that. Well, last week, the Boogaloo and the karate met together in Karate Boogaloo. And next, I want to introduce you to a little bit of a Latin Boogaloo, the real thing. And the reason why I mentioned the Emperors is because they... You know what? I'm just going to play you a clip of the track Karate. And now, Santana. We'll be right back. formed in Glasgow, Scotland in 1961 as Dean Ford and the Gaylords. In 1966, the band changed their name to the Marmalade and had a long residency at the very mod Marquee Club, beginning in 1967. That is a number called The Mess Around from 1968, and I have it on the Canadian Epic label. Before that, Move It On Over, La Grande Melon on Columbia. Started everything off with Santana's reworking of The Karate by The Emperors. Track he calls Everybody's Everything changed all the lyrics to be much more about peace, love, and understanding than doing a dance called The Karate. And that's on the Columbia label as well. Totally dug that set, but now I'm ready to skank.
I'm glad that
That was Renegade by the Zodiacs on Treasure Isle. And after that, Artabella, Ken Booth, and Stranger Cole on Coxone. Okay, I'm going to do something very unusual. I'm going to play you something that's not from a record, but it's going to blow your mind because it blew my mind. There's a TV show called Live from Daryl's House. And I don't know if you know about this, but Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates, since 2011, he's been having musicians come to his house, his home studio, and he's been recording simply for a TV show. And he's had so much great stuff. I highly recommend checking out Smokey Robinson's visit and also Sharon Jones's visit. His version of Can't Go For That, which is a Hall & Oates song that he recorded with Chromeo, is out of this world. But the reason why I'm bringing this up and the reason why I'm playing this is because he did a number, Northern Soul rarity, called Girl I Love You by the Temptones. Now, this is a Northern Soul stormer. It's on the Arctic label originally. Came out in 1966. Cool, right? Well, check this out. Daryl Hall wrote that song in 1966. The song that was recorded by the Temptones is written by Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, who then covers it 50 years later in his house. Doesn't stop there. His guests are Fitz and the Tantrums. So here I leave you with Daryl Hall and Fitz and the Tantrums covering Girl I Love You, originally recorded in 1966 by the Temptones, written by Daryl Hall. Mind blown.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
Can't you see that I love you?
Oh, baby, baby.
Can't you Temptones never sounded so good.